This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Good morning, everybody. It is a normal day. Jen, Truda, Shaylee, Joey. I think everybody's in the house except, me. I'm literally in my house.
Through the magic of radio, you're doing this show from your basement.
In my underwear.
Stop. Do you not say that?
I just kind of assumed you were doing that.
Well, the joke I made to Shaylee was I'm in my underwear every day because at least I wear underwear, okay?
And you know, to be honest, on a normal day when you're sitting across from me, I wouldn't know even if you were sitting over there pantless because I can't see you under the monitors. TV anchors do it all the time. They wear the fancy suit and jacket up top and then they just have on like shorts on the bottom.
Business on the top, exactly. Party on the bottom.
That's why Chevy Chase wanted update.
That's
I don't know what that means.
Remind myself to take note then. Undies tomorrow. Sweet.
I'll never know.
The only reason I'm doing this today is because I've got a little kid sick with strep, and that's no fun in the middle of June.
Yuck.
Oh, boy. So parents just know what's going around, but there we go. So the good part is today I have my Today Show is back, so that's good. I've got access to all the kitchen upstairs. I feel like I'm in heaven.
I feel like you're going to miss a couple of breaks because you're going to be grabbing snacks.
Probably so, yes. So let me guess what people are doing right now in studio. I imagine Joey is running the controls.
Yep. Correct.
I think Jen is probably looking at her laptop, probably Absolutely. Wishing it to work.
Yep.
And Shaylee's doing her nails.
No, because she did them 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And they're still solid. There. She does have a lovely Awkwafina sitting there and an entire array of snacks in front of her today.
Oh, you judge my choices.
What she got there? A couple of protein bars.
They're granola bars.
Chocolate chips.
They have cars on them.
Uh-huh.
You want one?
No. I'm good. Thanks. Brian, can I come to your house and hang out in your basement?
Why don't we do the whole show from here? Sure.
Yes.
Hashtag sip, share, win. There we go. All right, 6:11 in the morning. Let's get to the 10 items or less, and we'll start with Jen this morning with what's happening in the news.
Fired FBI Director James Comey is all set to appear before a Senate committee hearing today to give what's been highly anticipated testimony. A transcript of Comey's opening statement was released yesterday. In the statement to the Intelligence Committee, Comey says President Trump urged him in March to lift the cloud of the Russia investigation. Melania Trump finally moving into the White House. Sources tell Politico that now that the school year's over, the First Lady and the President's son, Barron Trump, are expected to make their official move from New York to Washington June 14th. Melania's parents are also expected to become familiar figures at the White House to help care for Barron, but they are not expected to move in like Michelle Obama's mom did. Royals beat the Astros 7-5. Those teams wrap up that series tonight at Kauffman. And the Warriors are one win away from sweeping the NBA Finals. Kevin Durant hit a three-pointer with 45 seconds left.
Yes!
With Golden State ahead, they clinched a 118-113 win over the Cavs in Game 3. Cavs try to avoid being swept at home on Friday night. That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
All right, it's Jen's Impossible Question at 6:30 on the dot here on The Show for Thursday morning. Jen?
According to a survey, this is the most dangerous food to eat while driving. What is it? We'll start with Michael. Michael, what is your guess this morning? Hello, Michael?
Jennifer.
Oh, hi, Jennifer. What do you think?
Ice cream,
that could be dangerous. No, that's not it.
Shaylee, darn.
Shaylee looks really guilty right now.
What do you mean? I can do it great.
Right? Good morning. What's your guess?
My guess would be tacos.
Oh, yes.
Also tough?
Right. No.
Now Jen looks guilty.
Yeah, that's true. That is not it.
Dang, okay.
And it's not something hot. I gave that clue earlier because I was thinking, well, like hot soup seems terribly dangerous. That's not it. What is the most dangerous food? Do you have a guess? Hello?
Is this Amy? Hi.
Hey, what do you think?
Grapes.
Grapes? Oh, good choking hazard guess. Not it.
Okay, thanks.
I will say that the taco guess was right in that it's something crunchy. That is correct.
And so the grapes, you need somebody feeding it to you while you drive in. Feeding it and fanning you like that.
576-7102. Hello? Do we have another guess here? Hello?
Hello?
What do you think?
I think Doritos.
It is potato chips. Yeah. And I assume that's just because you get one stuck in your throat while you're
Probably.
Driving. There's nothing you can do about it.
Or when you tip the bag over and you... But the rest of it, no one else does that? Okay.
Nope, that explains a lot about
you. Thank you.
Are they really that dangerous, though? I mean, seriously.
According to this survey, yes. And hot soup was number two, by the way.
Oh, okay. Whatever. This sounds like one of my surveys now.
But you got it. You've got passes now to go to the Just for Her event, which is coming up at the Overland Park Convention Center, and qualified for a trip to Las Vegas.
Good. Thank you.
Sure. Hang on the line just a minute.
Okay, thank you. Right.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
A big concert announcement coming up in about 15 minutes here on the show. Also, you're still listening for the U2 secret word of the day. If you need that word, check at KC102 Radio on Twitter. Alex Rodriguez is dealing with an ex. According to TMZ, a woman who's hit him up for cash for years is now threatening to expose private messages if he doesn't cough up as much as $600,000. TMZ says A-Rod broke up with this woman back in 2014, and although it was never a serious relationship, more like a fling, she continued contacting him every now and then, asking for small amounts of money. They say he always turned her away empty-handed. But things changed when Alex got together with J-Lo. They say the ex suddenly started hitting up A-Rod for larger amounts of money. He didn't give in, and finally within the last week, he told the woman he was in a happy, committed relationship with J-Lo, and he wanted her to leave him alone. Well, apparently that set her off. She's now demanding $600,000, or says she would contact multiple media outlets to offer text messages that he sent her. One source with direct knowledge believes the woman's motives are clear. Once A-Rod hooked up with J-Lo, the ex saw dollar signs and felt he would pay any amount to keep her quiet.
But does it really matter? I mean, A, we knew what kind of person A-Rod was before
right.
J-Lo. I mean, hello.
Nothing was a surprise.
No.
Yeah.
And there's no, after the whole Tiger Woods text messaging thing, there's no text message that will surprise me.
No.
There's nothing right. after reading Tiger Woods' text that will shock me. So, you know what?
Yeah. I mean, the guy made $250 million in baseball. I mean, come on. What are you thinking? Of course, he had women in every city, I'm sure.
She's not getting a dime. Not a dime.
I would say that's the not the smartest thing to bring up in public, so.
Products that never made it are now on display in Sweden at the Museum of Failure. The Daily Mail reports that some of the failures include Colgate frozen lasagna. I'm assuming
what?
This is toothpaste that tastes like frozen lasagna.
Is that for Garfield?
Also, also Green Heinz ketchup, Coca-Cola black coffee, and Pepsi's crystal clear soda. President Trump also makes an appearance. There was a Monopoly-type game called the I'm Back and You're Fired game from 2004, which they said, by the way, is very boring. That's their quote, not mine. So there you go. You can check out the Museum of Failure in Sweden.
Wait, you said Coke made coffee?
Coca-Cola black coffee. I also don't remember that, nor do I want it.
Was that recently? Because it sounds kind of familiar.
Really? Somebody Google. Shaylee, get on the Google machine. Look up.
Wow, can they put that in K-cups?
And the CMTs were on last night. I did not watch a second of those. Video of the year went to Keith Urban. The show kicked off with a tribute to Greg Allman, who passed away last month at the age of 69. Video of the year, Keith Urban. Female video of the year, Shaylee's favorite, Carrie Underwood.
Mm-hmm.
Male video of the year also went to Keith Urban. I did see that Smithville native Cassie Joy went.
She did.
She was posting pictures before she headed out to the CMT. So good for her. She's going to be on our show again in a couple of weeks because she's singing the national anthem for Big Slick.
Ooh, I can't wait. And they're announcing more people from Big Slick today, right?
Yep. Yes, they're announcing three celebrities each morning. So as soon as we see that announcement come down, we will pass that along.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We promised you a big concert announcement this morning at 7. So here it is.
Ooh.
Coming to Sprint Center Friday, October 27th. Tickets for the show go on sale June 16th. Katy Perry.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Katy Perry. Witness.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
No, I'm not at all. Telling you there's a chance you can go to her show and...
I mean, you might be in the same city at the same time, but I don't think you're going to get within 10 feet of her.
It's not like that restraining order is going to be released by then.
No.
Well, I don't. It's Halloween and this is only June, so I don't know. There's a possibility.
So there you go. It's been announced. Shaylee's posting it on our social media if you want any details. Katy Perry, Sprint Center. Friday, October 27th. Tickets on sale June 16th.
Ah, fantastic. Well, you know, she had come out with her tour before, and she didn't announce a Kansas City date. And
right.
So we were all kind of wondering, like, oh, my gosh, is she just going to pass us? I'm glad to see that she came back to pick us up there.
Have you ever seen her? Have you, anybody here?
Yeah, at the Beaumont Club. When she had just started.
A baby Katy Perry.
Yeah, she was a munchkin at that point. But yeah, no, she's awesome.
I'm sure.
On tour. And it's a Friday night. So
yeah,
don't have to worry about getting up early.
That was Addie's first concert.
Really? Oh, really?
It was, yeah. The one was probably, what, 4 or 5 years ago now? Something like that, 5, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
It was at Sprint Center, but that was her very first show, yeah.
A lot of people very excited about this.
You're not?
I think she will put on an amazing show.
She puts on a very theatrical show.
Yeah.
Lots of inflatable fruits and hats and all kinds of stuff.
You're not bored.
Inflatables.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever watch her in the Manchester concert? Did you ever watch any part of that?
Mm-mm.
She did roar,
she was
right?
good.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. She was good. And she came out and she gave a pretty impassioned speech about love is going to conquer all and what we're doing here today and loving each other is going to, you know, overcome everything. And so, I mean, it was really good. I thought she did a great job.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Total Package Tour coming to Sprint Center on Monday. New Kids on the Block, Paula Abdul, and Boys to Men. I have composed a little quiz of trivia about those groups. And we've got Lori from KCK on the phone. She is going to be playing along with Shaylee and Joey. How are you this morning, Lori?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing well. I'm very excited about this show. Are you?
I am.
Who are you a big fan of?
I would say Paula Abdul.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so the way that this is, I've got 5 questions. Do you think, 0 to 5, how many will Shaylee and Joey as a team get correct?
It's between 0 and 1. I'll say 1.
Yeah, there is a true-false, so I mean,
the
they've got a
smartest contestant we've 50-50. Ever had.
Lori says you will get 1 correct, okay? And I think I made these very easy, but maybe it's just because I'm a huge fan. All right. Name 3 of the New Kids on the Block. 3. There are 5. Oh, Shaylee immediately gave me a blank stare. Like, who
Joey?
Are these people? Yes, that's correct.
Yeah,
yes,
that
that's 1.
Yes.
Jordan?
Yes.
Danny?
That's yes. That's you got 3.
Oh, man.
Danny, Donnie, Joe, John, Jordan.
Team
all right.
Sherry.
Oh, no.
All
I
right.
think I'm in trouble.
They got 1. What city is New Kids on the Block from? What city does New Kids hail from?
The mean streets of Brooklyn.
Come on.
Brotherly love, Philadelphia.
Do you not? The accents. You don't know the
Boston?
Accents?
Oh,
how do you like
gosh.
Them apples?
Boston. Don't listen to
no,
Joey.
No, you were too late. You said Philadelphia and he said Brooklyn. Of course, they did not get that right.
They were down the block from Run DMC. That's exactly right.
I just like the image of it.
They were the new kids after Run DMC. This is our block now of Brooklyn.
All right. True or false? Boys to Men have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Do you believe that is true or false?
True.
Who are we going
wrong.
With?
Get it wrong.
True or false?
But you've got to pick one. Somebody's got to have a final answer
Shaylee,
here.
Final answer.
False.
Oh, it's true.
Oh.
Sorry. I'm not laughing at you.
Really?
Which is not a New Kids on the Block song? Please Don't Go, Girl. Valentine Girl, Stop It Girl, and Happy Time Girl.
Girl, I don't know.
Happy Time Girl?
Which one is not a New Kids song?
I'll go Happy Time Girl.
Shaylee, are you going to
I'm
go
just gonna
with
go
that?
With that. I don't know.
That's right. Happy Time Girl is not a song. Let's go for the last question just for fun. Name one of Paula Abdul's husbands. There are 2 choices here.
Ooh.
Oh, Shaylee's mouth is open. Yes.
All right.
Emilio Estevez?
Yes! Yes!
Yeah.
I was going to guess MC Scat Cat.
What? Shaylee doesn't get that video reference. Lori, because you're from KCK and so am I, I'm giving you the tickets. I don't care.
Thank you.
So you're going to the Total Package Tour. You will see all of those bands. You can hang tough and sing along with Please Don't Go, Girl.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, hang on the line. The rest of you, study up, would you?
My gosh, embarrassing. Brooklyn?
You didn't even know
I
where
mean,
they were
the
from.
Love?
Yeah,
oh,
I was a guess.
Do you even know what the Hangin' Tough dance looks like? Oh, come on.
It's been a while since I've seen
what is it?
I love the 80s.
Can you do it?
Yeah, heck yeah, I can do it. I can do every move from their live video.
Can you do it now?
Because I watched it every single day after school in 8th grade.
Can you do it now?
Oh.
Oh, nice.
You like that?
Jen, we need to school these people.
Oh, my God, that was the funniest thing I've ever
seen. Shayla
refuses
to go to the Total Package Tour with me Monday.
For a second, she thought you were Trista Sutter. I don't know why.
I know, right?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Shaylee's got the all access here.
So you guys know I love One Direction.
Right.
Louis is finally releasing an album.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Oh boy.
And it's on with Simon Cowell's album, or his label. And he signed him back in 2011 when they came in third place on X Factor. And he tweeted, "Can't wait for you guys to hear. The album is coming along nicely."
Do you know what I just heard, Truda?
What?
Wah, 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 wah. One Direction, wah,
but
wah,
see,
wah,
this
wah.
This is their version of New Kids on the Block.
I
so
know.
You've got to give it to them.
I know.
It's just hard because I'm not in eighth grade anymore.
I saw that dance. I would never do that. So you back up from my One Direction. Anyway.
Now, who's the last person? Who do we have left in One Direction that doesn't have a solo album yet? So we've got Harry Styles,
right? He was the last one.
We've got Niall.
Uh-huh.
Louis. Zayn. Oh, that's right. Zayn does have one.
Yeah. And Liam just had one, too.
Okay. Well, there we go. So all of them. This completes the fivesome.
Mm-hmm. And I need them all to go on tour.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Why are you giving me that look?
No.
All
thrilled.
Right. Mark Wahlberg, would you rather hear about him?
Yes, please.
Okay, he loves the Patriots. So as you can imagine, for Super Bowl Sunday last year, he was really thrilled. But his love for the team is causing a few issues with his wife.
It's always stressful. I'm a diehard Patriots fan, and I'm not a good loser, that's for sure. So no. I have had many instances where they lost in my house, and I kick people out and curse at my wife. And thank God Valentine's Day is right after the Super Bowl. So you can buy an expensive gift, and then I'm allowed back in the house.
So, I mean, married to Mark Wahlberg, you put up with the Patriots for a season, and you get a sweet Valentine's Day gift. That's your all access.
Oh, hold on. I just saw this breaking news story, and I know this is for old people. You won't even understand this, Shaylee.
No. Singer Phil Collins has been rushed to the hospital after a fall in his London hotel room left him with a severe gash near his eye that required stitches. The 66-year-old tripped over a chair in the middle of the night. It looks like they're canceling or postponing his next two shows. Thursday and Friday he was supposed to play in London, so they've postponed those two shows. But yeah, Phil Collins in the hospital.
Man, that's a shame. You know, I've actually heard, because he's going back out on tour, he's playing a few dates, and he's in such bad physical shape, he comes out on stage and he literally sits in an office chair and does the show that way.
Yeah, he had a back operation. He's had a lot of health trouble, and he's 66.
You know how I know him?
Because he did a song in a Disney movie?
The Hangover?
No. Yes.
Ah, The Hangover. Come on.
So, Jen, are you saying that we could change it to "I can feel him tripping on that chair tonight"? Is that...
Brian Truda.
I'm just saying.
I hope Weird Al does that.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So I just wanted to mention real quick before we introduce our in-studio guest that I can't see, of course, today. But I just want to say that thanks to social media, or really I should thank my just crazy friends on Twitter, that now the Phil Collins jokes are flying fast and furious. So where Elliot says that he can now sing the song "Something Happened on the Way to the Bathroom."
Uh-huh.
Or Jason, who asks, does Phil Collins have a concussion-o?
Really? Jason and Graham look confused. What? Phil Collins just got rushed to the hospital because he tripped over a chair in the middle of the night and got a gash above his eye. So he's sent to the hospital, and Brian's writing parody songs out of it already.
No, they're actually confused about who Phil Collins is.
That's
fantastic.
The Hangover guy.
Let's do this. You know, it was about 6 months ago or so, Jen, I think, that we talked to these guys from a group called One Flag, who has a very cool mission, and that is that they want to help unite both sides of our state line under one flag, literally one flag. And we talked to them when they were just getting the Kickstarter going. And so apparently you guys do have Graham and Jason in studio this morning. So, boys, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So you guys have a huge launch party tonight. So kind of take us through the process with what this launch party is all about and the one flag.
Absolutely. You know, it was about 4 years ago. It was Jason and a small group of guys, and we were in Colorado, and we were just kind of having a guys trip there, and we found ourselves in this room. It was kind of in a house in Breckenridge, in this room, and seeing the Colorado flag everywhere.
Yeah.
And it just dawned on us, you know, really Kansas City doesn't have a unified symbol like that. And so we began to just kind of kick around this idea. We realized there's lots of KCMO things. There's the Royals. There's the Chiefs. There's maybe some branded stuff. And so we started talking about what would it look like for Kansas City to have a symbol. And then we said, there are so many amazing artists and advertisers and marketers here in town. Let's get the community together and host a competition. And so tonight is the launch of a design competition to come up with a symbol for the Kansas City Metro, all 14 counties.
Wow.
I love that.
And you guys are going to be at Lifted Spirits Distillery.
We are.
5:30 to 7. And anybody can come by. This is open to the public.
Absolutely. Anyone who loves Kansas City, we'd love to have you come join us. It'll be on their second floor in their event space. Mm-hmm. And so 5:30, we'll just kind of be getting to know each other. And then 6:15, we'll give a full design brief. We'll give the vision. We'll give the design requirements. Anyone 18 and over can submit. So you don't have to be an artist or designer to come tonight.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And there's some cool prizes attached with this.
Absolutely.
The person who gets chosen.
Yeah.
First prize, $1,000 honorarium, recognized on stage at the One Flag Reveal Party, presented with a first run of the flag featuring your design, name listed as the designer of Kansas City's One Flag. And then second prize, $500 honorarium, third prize, $250.
Yep. And actually, we just a couple days ago found out Made in KC is now kind of on board, and so they're going to be given a gift bag to all of the top designers.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
They have some awesome stuff there.
They really do, yeah.
And so how do people submit if they can't go to the launch party tonight, but they're interested in submitting a design for One Flag?
Yes, just go to our website. It's www.oneflag.co. We will not give the submittal requirements and how to do that until after tonight.
Okay.
So right now, it's just general information. It's all about come to the launch party, and then either later tonight or tomorrow morning, we'll upload everything. We'll have a submittal form that'll happen there. And they can submit up until midnight on July 2nd.
Okay. And then the top designs are going to be revealed and the public gets to vote.
The public does get to vote. Yeah, we are actually, we're going to have a judges panel of local Kansas City like business leaders, civic leaders, kind of in the design community that are going to do a first pass.
Okay.
So all the designs are going to go to this judges panel. And then from there, we're going to select somewhere like probably a top 6 to 9 designs that the public will then vote on.
Excellent.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's cool. Hey, Graham, you know, we were talking earlier when we had you guys on the show before, you're really just getting started. You were talking about kind of the civic involvement and the government involvement. As Mayor Sly or even our friend Mayor Holland on the other side of KCK, have they weighed in from a government perspective on what you guys are doing here?
You know, it's always an interesting process getting connected with the civic leaders. You know, I think that we really wanted this movement to be about the people of Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And so we would love to have participation. We've reached out to the offices. We'd love to have participation there. But for us, a symbol is all about the people that it represents.
Sure.
And so rather than we wanted really to start with the people and start with the residents and then from there work our way up.
Sweet.
Big launch party tonight. Yes. Lifted Spirits Distillery, 5:30 to 7. And then the One Flag Reveal Party and winning design will be announced in August.
That's right.
Very good. Information at oneflag.co if you would like it. Jason and Graham, thanks for coming by this morning.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I'm not totally present, I guess. I can't see you guys.
Through the magic of radio, you're broadcasting from home.
That's right. So I'm still trying to figure out what you guys are doing. And my answer every time is that Shaylee is probably doing her nails.
She did them a couple days ago.
Kind of my go-to.
She's set for a while now.
Yep. They are chipping a little bit.
Maybe Joey's doing his nails.
I am, actually. And I'm still waiting for that breakfast.
Yeah.
That's right.
We put in orders for you to deliver us breakfast.
Yeah, sure. It's on the way. So I saw what I think is actually kind of a sad story. Some people might actually find it sad, but it's also kind of funny, too, that a peacock got into a liquor store in California and wrecked about $500 worth of liquor bottles in the attempt to catch him. I think it's sad just because the liquor ends up the collateral damage in this one. But when birds and stuff go wild in stores, then, you know, craziness is about to ensue. Have you guys ever had a bird or wildlife get into your home?
No, I had a friend who had a bird in her house, and she was freaking out to the point where finally she got it confined to one room, and it lived in that bedroom for weeks and weeks. She couldn't get it out, and she was completely freaked out the entire time.
Was it a peacock?
It was not a peacock. No. I think it was a standard bird, but she would lose her mind anytime she had to go in there. She could not get that thing out of her bedroom.
I know of somebody who had a bat in their house.
Yes.
And that creeped them out. They thought that was just freaky because, you know, of course it's a bat.
I hate bats.
They're just not, you can't, you just sweep them out with the broom. They tried everything, you know, tried to throw a net over it or clothes on it or, you know, whatever they could. And it just never worked.
The best viral video I saw, this isn't an animal breaking into a store, but you showed us that video yesterday of the guy who had stolen a bunch of oil and he just stuffed his pants with oil. And then he got busted and the cop makes him stand there and unload his pants and you just see him one by one pulling bottles of oil out of his pants and setting them down.
Is this the same guy that had the DVDs too?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
DVDs and oil.
Those are some big pants. I could only imagine.
A weird combination.
That just
no, it's actually not, Shaley. That's an actual... If you saw what DVDs they were, you know exactly why that combination was there. Makes perfect sense.
Every time a story like that comes out where they say... and it's happened at grocery stores. People have been busted putting hundreds of dollars worth of seafood down their pants.
Yeah.
And like in pet stores, they put monkeys down their pants.
I'm sorry, what?
No.
Yes, it's happened before.
There was a dude last summer that got busted putting a snake down his pants, and it's on video. No, sir. Don't do that for a lot of different reasons. Do not put a snake down your pants.
Speaking
at a pet
of snakes,
store.
Though. Did you
well,
see the
if
video?
That's all you can get arrested for, I better handcuff me now.
Oh, please.
Oh, boy. Did you see the video that's going around Facebook with the snake on the car?
No.
It's on the hood of the car, and it's slithering up the windshield as they're driving down the highway.
No.
Oh, did I not tag you in that, Jen?
No. No.
Please do.
And don't. Mm-mm. I watch no snake videos. Unless it's being killed by something else.
From the text line, 0118 says, by the way, the bat story makes me think of another great movie for Shaley, The Great Outdoors. Shaley, what is next on the old movie report list?
I don't know. I haven't really decided.
I'm looking at part of the list now. Revenge of the Nerds is a good one for you to see, too.
See, I was kind of thinking going Breakfast Club or Ferris Bueller's Day Off so I could actually use Trudis Christmas Present.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you.
But I just watched Breakfast Club again a couple days ago.
Amazing. Yeah. Mm. Go with that. Go with Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Start with that.
I'll do Breakfast Club this weekend.
I watched The Godfather last night, and I was thinking, there's no way in the world Shaley would make it through this 3 hours.
three hours?
A solid full 3 hours.
That's for more than one of them.
And there's no laughy-laughy time
Wait,
in there.
Wait, was there more than one, or that was one of them?
No, that was the first Godfather. The Godfather. That's the first one. There are more than one, but that's the first one.
You really have to watch both of them. I mean, there's more than one, but the first two are really the only ones that count.
Right.
No one cares about the third one.
I didn't even know there was a third. Ugh. Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, it was awful.
I'm good with one and two then.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Real quickly, Truda, can you hear our off-air conversations?
Because no, I cannot.
You're actually broadcasting from home. We just had a great discussion about dreams and recurring dreams that we have. So we'll have to get into that because Joey's been killed by multiple celebrities in his dreams.
And what?
And I have recurring tornado and tsunami dreams, and Shaley got hit by a semi-truck.
Yep.
On her 12th birthday. So we'll get into that topic at another time.
All right. Wow. Glad I missed that.
We made the announcement earlier this morning. Katy Perry is coming to Sprint Center October 27th. Tickets for that show go on sale June 16th.
I'm so excited.
Phil Collins has taken a nasty fall. The 66-year-old musician postponed his next... Don't you laugh at Phil Collins. He postponed his next two performances in London as he's recovering from a severe gash, according to a message shared on his Facebook page this morning. They say he rose in the middle of the night, and they're very specific here. He rose in the middle of the night to go to the toilet and slipped in his hotel room, hitting his head in the fall on a chair. He was taken to a hospital where he had stitches for a severe gash on his head close to his eye and is recovering well.
Okay, can I just rehash what it is that Twitter has talked about this morning?
Okay, fine.
Something happened on the way to the bathroom, the new Phil Collins song.
Uh-huh.
Jason asks if he has a concussion-o. The new Phil Collins hit, I can feel him tripping on that chair tonight. He may be in a land of confusion now, but soon it'll be another day in paradise. He's in too deep for sure, but they're going to stop on Twitter before he loses their number.
Oh. I love you, Phil Collins. A-Rod dealing with an ex. According to TMZ, a woman who's hit him up for cash for years is now threatening to expose private messages if he doesn't cough up as much as $600,000. TMZ says that A-Rod broke up with this woman back in 2014, and although it was never a big serious relationship, she continued contacting him every now and then, asking for small amounts of money. Apparently, he always turned her away. But things changed when he got together with Jennifer Lopez. They say the ex suddenly started hitting up A-Rod for larger amounts of money. He didn't give in. And finally, within the last week, he told the woman, look, I'm in a happy, committed relationship with J-Lo. Leave me alone. That set her off, and she insisted she would not be ignored. She is demanding $600,000, or she says she will contact multiple media outlets to offer text messages that A-Rod has sent her. One source with direct knowledge believes the woman's motives are clear. Once A-Rod hooked up with J-Lo, the ex saw dollar signs and felt he would pay any amount to keep her quiet. Look, Jennifer Lopez is not a newbie to this business.
No.
She knows how this works.
Mm-hmm.
She knows exactly what this chick is doing. She doesn't care.
Mm-hmm. But that also tells me that he's not worried about it at all. He said nothing that he's not worried that anyone's going to see.
No.
Of course he's not worried. He's been with every girl. You know, this is the girl he probably went to in between Madonna and J-Lo and Mariah Carey and all the other supermodels and hot celebrities that he dated.
Or
and
he doesn't even remember who it is.
Well, exactly. And who cares? I mean, the guy's with a different girl every week at one point. So
there's no text message that would surprise me. And no. I would assume Jennifer Lopez feels the same way. Like, who cares?
Mm-mm.
This woman wants money. Doesn't matter.
Clearly.
By the way, thank you to 4188 on the text line who says, I am floored to hear about Phil Collins.
Come on! Also, the CMTs, Country Music Awards, were on last night. Video of the Year went to Keith Urban. Female Video of the Year, Carrie Underwood. And Male Video of the Year, Keith Urban. Those are the big winners last night.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.